My letter to Santa for our community begged for rain, and we got a downpour as the new year started, so I'm hopeful for 2022. I also asked for bumper crops for farmers market produce vendors who offer healthy, tasty local food, and fewer folks letting McDonald's poison them with junk food. Let's also remove the eyesore on Main between Loman and Amador, and make Amador Live lower its obnoxious noise level. I'd also like meaningful, evidence-based discussion of school policies with folks actually listening to each other, a higher COVID-19 vaccination rate for health, economic, and social reasons, more pickleball courts. I'm addicted to the game, as are more and more Los Cruceños. Strong support for the Sun News, NPR-affiliated KRWG, and KTAL, our local community radio station. All three help the community talk to itself, something we need desperately. Help also for so many fine local nonprofits, including Community of Hope, Jardín de los Niños, La Casa, and Wildlife for All. And for our artists and musicians and actors and their theaters, galleries, and music venues. More opportunities to eat at our wonderful local restaurants and to drink good coffee at Milagro, Nessa's, Beck's, and The Bean. Local is good, and you usually get tastier food, too. More time watching the mountains redden in the afternoon sun, then fade to jagged black shapes silhouetted by a rising moon. And time swapping stories and solving world problems with pals at those coffee houses, plus chances to commune with sandhill cranes and snow geese at the Bosque del Apache. State legislative action on predatory lending, a state bank, better early childhood education, and whatever sensible constitutional steps could decrease gun violence, and federal help for downwinders. And Santa, give Joe Manchin a lump of coal in his stocking. He loves coal. And give Joe and his pals in fossil fuel industries the grace and wit to face up to the incredible suffering their short-term greed and politics as usual could cause their grandkids and ours. Also a victory, or even two, for the Aggies in the NCAA basketball tournament. Chris Jans is a great coach, and senior Johnny McCants is a Cruces kid. But above all, grant me further opportunities to express gratitude to this community and the caring people who breathe life into it. Also, the best ever bone for Foxy, who's watching for me to stop babbling into a microphone and toss her ball. Anyway, happy everything to all.